Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Cyrus is in the background, out cold on the rug. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Today is, I have the wrong date in the back. It's actually supposed to say August 28th, so please do not fault me for accidentally not turning it. It is August 28th. 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on. I almost want to go fix that right now. I'm going to go fix it. So just we make sure that we have, hi, Toby. Toby's on the ground too, that we have the right date. All right, there we go. Okay, we're all fixed. We're back in business. We got the right date. We're good to go. So welcome to everybody jumping in right now. We're so happy to have you joining us tonight. Let's see who is coming in. I see Washington State, Texas, God bless Texas. Oh, let's see, Mississippi is coming in. Arizona, welcome, welcome. California as well, Kentucky. I see Kentucky coming in also. Welcome to you, Georgia. Hello to our friends in Georgia, San Antonio, Washington, D.C. Hello to our friends that live and work in Washington, D.C. that are coming on with us tonight. Glendale, Oregon. I see Canada coming on and Australia. Hello to our wonderful friends in Canada and across the world in Australia. England, hello to our wonderful friends in England and all of our international audience coming in as well. I see Louisiana, Buffalo, New York, about 4.5 hours north of us here. Hello to our neighbors in Buffalo, Ontario, Canada. Lots of Canada's coming in. Welcome to all of you. Ocala, Florida, New Jersey, Oklahoma. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Okay, let's see. Alaska. Hello to our friends in Alaska, Miami, Florida as well coming in. I see Arizona and Michigan coming in. The chat's starting to move really fast. Norfolk, Virginia, Boston. God bless you. So happy to have you. Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome, welcome. We're thrilled to have you with us tonight. Let's see who else. Oh, Fairbanks, Alaska. Another Alaska coming in. Very happy to have you with us. And hello to everybody else who's jumping in, to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. We have a serious topic to get into tonight, and we're going to tie in what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I believe it was yesterday that this occurred, with what happened at the Catholic School Annunciation and the tragedy that occurred there. But there's something deeper happening in the nation that we need to talk about, we need to be aware of. We're going to equip the body of Christ, praise the Lord, and we're going to get into this. So we're just going to open up in prayer first as people are jumping on, and we'll get into, I'll explain more after prayer and we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name, Lord. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we praise you that when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," which is tetelestai in the Greek, it was paid in full. The price had been paid in full. We have an active receipt from the blood of Jesus Christ that testifies, Lord, before your throne. And we praise you that Jesus Christ miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He is ruling and reigning victoriously at your right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in right now. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, your presence into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your dunamis power go forth, Father God. Let your power, your might, and truth mightily move forth tonight, Father God. Order our steps tonight. Order my words, Father, as we go forth in you. Lead and guide us tonight, Father God. Fill us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Be our front and rear guard, Father God, as we go forth in you tonight, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, we just, Father, ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place, to surround the skies, the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth tonight, Father. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, Lord, that you are our shield. You are our glory, the lifter of our heads. You are our strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, witchcraft, curse, spell, incantation, Father God, and harm or weaponry of any kind, Father, that would be deployed against us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, disarmed, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay. We are receptacles to be filled with your glory. We are temples that are meant to house the power of the living, almighty, active God who sits on the highest throne, Father. Lord, we praise you. You are El Shaddai, Adonai. You are Jehovah Nissi, our banner. Jehovah Sid Kadu, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Gibor. We just praise you. We give you all the glory, Father God. We thank you for tonight, Father. Lord, we praise you that you are the breath. You are Yahweh, that every breath we have is because of you. We owe you every breath, Father, that you breathed into us, Lord. We just praise you for that. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God. And we praise you. We thank you. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. Welcome to everybody jumping on. Very happy to have you with us tonight. So I'm going to get my notes up and let me explain. This does run deep. There is things happening in this nation right now that are announcements from the kingdom of darkness. There are ways the kingdom of darkness is attempting to cause destruction in order to power altars in the nation, in order to position themselves for what's coming in 2026. And they're doing it now because next month in September is the new year on the Jewish calendar, and we enter the year 5786. So I'm hoping next week to begin to discuss that with all of you and what this means for us entering the year 5786. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe. It helps us greatly. And we're going to get into, we're actually going to do a deep dive into what happened with this horrific school shooting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This runs deeper than you think. What we're seeing overall percolate as well in the nation, in certain parties of government, even in the church, there is a trend happening. There is certain events happening that we're going to get into that we need to be aware of. We need to be equipped. We cannot be equipped if we're not aware. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We are meant to be sober-minded and vigilant. We are meant to be equipped. We are meant to have the full armor of God. We're meant to have the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. So what we're going to start in is the book of Acts, because this ties to all of this. And the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 25 through 28, we're going to start, because there's a very interesting trend that seems to be lining up with the word of God and things that occurred in the book of Acts, prophetically speaking. So this is a prophetic deep dive we're doing tonight. And so Acts 25 says, so when Peter and John had given their testimony and preached the word of the Lord, they started back to Jerusalem, preaching the good news about salvation in many Samaritan villages along the way. But an angel of the Lord said to Philip, now listen what the angel of the Lord says, get up and go south to the road that runs from Jerusalem down to Gaza, which is a desert road. So it's a dry place. It's a place where growth does not occur and destruction lurks. Get up from Jerusalem, go down to Gaza. As Philip got up and he's heading towards Gaza, there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a man of great authority, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Now, this event comes right before the conversion of Saul and the road to Damascus moment in chapter 9. So in Acts 8, verses 25 through 28, we're in the year 2025. The election, the next election for president of the United States of America is coming in 2028. You have Gaza, Candace, desert road, dry place, Jerusalem. I want you to think about those words for a minute with what we see going on right now in the world, not only of media, but what we see happening in the earth right now in 2025. Gaza, Candace, Jerusalem, dry place. That is not a coincidence. That, because the word of God is a living, active book and living and active and current for every generation, you are going to see things that begin to align. So you're going to see things that begin to align. And this is it. So this is the tee up for Acts 9 with what happens on the road to Damascus, right? It's no coincidence in verses 25 through 28 of Acts 8, you have Gaza, Candace, dry place, Jerusalem. Look at what's happening right now in the public space around Gaza. Look what's happening surrounding Israel and Jerusalem. Look what's happening with certain media commentators when it comes to these subjects. This is not a coincidence. This is a prophetic aligning of these things. Now, Acts 9, we'll get deeper into that in a moment. I'm just teeing this up. So we're going to come back to some of these things. I'm teeing it up for you. Acts 9, verses 2 through 5, 25 again, okay? So we have Acts 8 and 25 through 28. Now we have Acts 9, 2 through 5, or 25, and we're in the year 2025. And he, Paul, asked for letters of authority from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any men or women there belonging to the way, who were believers, followers of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, men and women alike, he could arrest them and bring them bound with chains to Jerusalem. As he traveled, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, which was displaying the glory and majesty of Jesus Christ. And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he answered him, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Okay, we're going to stop there for a minute. So Saul is convinced that what he is doing is for the kingdom of God. He is convinced that getting letters taking them to Damascus to persecute Christians, to persecute people of God, put them in chains and have them thrown in prison is doing God's work. And in a moment, he finds he has been an enemy of God this entire time and a persecutor of Jesus Christ, his son. Acts 9, verse 7, the men who were traveling with him were terrified and stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Acts 9, 8, Saul got up from the ground, but though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. You're going to understand as we get further in why I'm going over all this now. So the scales that were on Paul's heart, that hardened his heart, were really making him spiritually blind, even though he could physically see. Those scales were taken and now put over his eyes as a prophetic representation that he was blind all along to truly the ways of God and truly the will of God. Now, if you think about it, because that's Acts 9:9, he was unable to see for 3 days, and he neither ate nor drank. So Paul could not see for 3 days. He has scales on his eyes in Acts 9:9. He doesn't eat or drink. He's fasting. 3 is the square root of 9. And in Acts 9:9, Paul could not see for 3 days. So there was 3 days of darkness, shall we say, surrounding his sight. Now, if we think about this pattern in scripture, darkness came over the land for 3 hours when Christ hung on the cross. It began in the 6th hour and it went till the 9th hour. Christ was in the tomb for 3 days. There was the darkness of the tomb for 3 days before he was resurrected and miraculously rose again. There is a pattern of a darkness taking its course over threes, whether that's 3 hours, 3 days, 3 months, and then having to submit and buckle to the light. Now, if we look at our calendar, if we take this and apply this to our calendar, the 6th month on our calendar would be June. The 9th month would be September, the end of September, which happens to be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, which brings us into the year 5786. So if we look at this way, darkness comes over the land in the 6th hour, which would be June, Pride Month, and lasts till the 9th hour before there's a light that breaks through. So just think about that block of time, June to September. Now, this is where it's going to get really interesting. Acts 9:11, Acts 9:1:1. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. So on Acts 9:3, Saul's on the road to Damascus. Now Saul is blind, and Acts 9:11, the Lord speaks to Ananias, who's a prophet, and the Lord said to him in Acts 9:11, 9:1:1. Get up and go to the street called Straight and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying there. So you have 9:1:1, Damascus. Okay, so you have those two things. Then you have a street called Straight, which means not bent or bowed. It means rigid, it's straight. And Paul is at a house of a man named Judas. Now, it's not Judas Iscariot, it's another Judas, but Judas Iscariot was the betrayer who was not bent or bowed fully to the Lord. So Saul is in a house, unable to see, on a street that means not bent or bowed, and the homeowner's name is Judas. Look at the symbolism, because in a way, Saul, who would become Paul by the fact of where he was in his life, he was not bowed or submitted to the Lord, and he acted as Judas acted against his fellow believers, betraying them, having them arrested to make a name and riches for himself. The symbolism there is what's so important. So Acts 9:11, 9:1:1, and the Lord said to him, Ananias, get up and go to the street called Straight and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying there. Now, let's look at this theme of 9:1:1 and Acts, okay? Because I believe we're coming into the time of the Acts Church arising and this nation, in this nation and throughout the earth. But if we think about it, on 9/11, 9/1/1, our own president and government sold the American people out for money and a name to start a war in Iraq and Afghanistan by document, by declaration, to attack those they claimed betrayed us. Okay, so that's where this begins. This season, shall we say, a very long season of this. Now in 2025, President Trump's own presidency is equal 9/11. He was the 45th. He's now the 47th. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. We have 8 months now of serious events occurring on dates that equal 9/11. There was a horrible incident in Damascus where Christians and Jews were slaughtered. And now the leader of Syria who authorized this is being welcomed to the UN to address them. Damascus 9/11. Acts Damascus 9/11. Saul looking to paint the people of God in a false light and attempting to get areas to turn on them, attempting to get the leaders in that area in Damascus to turn on them. Persecution against the people of God, 9/11. We need to wake up and understand that that spirit has gone out with a vengeance right now, that persecuting spirit against the people of God. Now, if it is doing that, it is trying to strategically position itself to get to a more advantageous point for 2026. Now, this is why you see all this arising now. This is why you see conservative podcasters acting a certain way. This is why you see those in Congress suddenly acting a certain way who are supposed to be conservative. This is why you see in tandem the people of God getting butchered in parts of the world that these podcasters don't even want to touch. Syria, the Congo, the persecuting spirit, the spirit of apartheid, the spirit of Amalek, it's all from the same division has gone out in this time. This is why you see the rise in this time of Jews being blamed for pretty much everything. This is why you see the outcry about Gaza in this time. Where did the Lord tell Philip to go in the book of Acts? Go to Gaza. And it connected it to a woman named Candace and Jerusalem and a dry place. This is why you just witnessed a school shooting in Minneapolis at a Catholic school whose name means announcement. While the children were praying, these precious children were praying in that church when this happened. Saul had a letter in his hands on his way to imprison and kill more Christians. That letter was a manifesto. It was an announcement of his authorization to carry out such acts. But it wasn't God authorizing him. It was the kingdom of darkness and the leadership who had partnered corruptly with it while claiming they serve God. That is who tried to ratify and authorize in those letters on a scroll for Paul to go and do such acts. Well, he was really Saul at that point. This is the same dark religious spirit out for blood, thrives on persecution against the people of God, that had Saul of Tarsus as a disciple and a mouthpiece. This is a vile, deceiving, bloodthirsty religious spirit that deceives those into believing they are doing such in the name of God when truly they are disciples and mouthpieces for darkness. This is important to understand given the turn we're seeing happen right now in this nation. So we're going to put up a few New York Post articles and we're going to go back and forth here. So we're going to put up the first one. Okay, Minneapolis school shooter ID'd as trans woman Robin Westman. He was a man. He's biologically a man. As a parent, manifesto included, quote, kill Trump. The deranged gunman who slaughtered 2 children and injured at least 17 others at a Catholic school in Minneapolis has been identified as a transgender woman. As disturbing videos posted by the shooter show a handwritten manifesto and a kill Donald Trump and for the children scrawled on gun magazines. Now, last week, you had a woman arrested in Washington, D.C., who was talking about a sacrificial kill and sacrificially killing President Trump as well. And now this week, you have an incident where it actually happens at this school, and the incidences are very close together. And we have some pictures to show you, and I'm going to show you one very interesting on here on one of the magazines, because this is the enemy's calling card. This is his calling card, what I'm about to show you with the, let me see here. Do I want to go to the pictures first? Can we go to that first? Okay. Yeah. And then we'll come back to this article. Thank you. Okay. I want to show you some of this. Where is your God? That is Satan's calling card that he convinces very broken and deceived vessels that end up becoming disciples of. It's a mockery. It's a mockery for them to say, and we'll get into this, how could God allow this to happen? Where is your God? Okay, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to Almighty God. They also have on here as well, if you can see on the right, might be your left, it says Jugas. So this individual had an issue when it comes to this. Let's see here. So now we could go to the next article. Okay, trans-Minneapolis shooter Robin Westman mused about slaughtering filthy Zionist Jews, which is horrible, in sick journal before deadly Catholic school massacre. Now, there's something very interesting about this we're going to talk about in a minute. It says, Robin Westman spoke of murdering, I'm not going to say the sentence again, you can see it, and spewed other anti-Semitic bile in a twisted manifesto before he opened fire at a Catholic school Wednesday morning, killing two children. He also wrote as a slogan, such as Free Palestine, in a journal he wrote in the Cyrillic alphabet, which the Post translated after YouTube clips showing the diary pages were posted online on his since deleted channel. Now, there is a spirit that influenced Saul, and there's a spirit influencing in this, and one of them is that spirit of Amalek that is looking to war for its position and bringing an outcry, a very, very loud outcry in this hour. Now, think about this. He talks about killing Zionist Jews, yet he opens fire on Catholics in a church. There's a reason for that. That stems from the kingdom of darkness. There is a reason for this that we have to understand. So we are going to break it down. I want to play for you a few clips first, and then we're going to go back into this prophetically, and we'll go to the clips now. So let's play the clips first, and then we'll talk. I want to focus on the words sacrificially kill for a moment and trachea, because the kingdom of darkness is so boastful and desperately wants to be heard that they will actually give away their position if you are attuned to understand how they move and operate through people. The kingdom of darkness needs willing vessels within the earth, willing disciples to do their bidding. Now, the kingdom of darkness, let me tell you why this was said and why this happened when it happened. And this is why I was picking up on this in the realm of the spirit Sunday into Monday. The kingdom of darkness wants a sacrifice. They not only want a sacrifice, they want a big one right now in order to set in motion and ratify and power certain altars for the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential election. To sacrificially kill a shepherd or leader of a nation has a huge spiritual legal implication over that nation. So it has a physical implication, but it has a huge spiritual implication over that nation. Okay, so that was last week. that we did this broadcast that you can actually go watch it. So that clip is from the broadcast, which says Trump in dark altars. That was the broadcast. Now, so in what happened last week in Washington, D.C., you had a woman announcing for the Kingdom of Darkness that they wanted to sacrificially, right, harm the president. That was the announcement of the Kingdom of Darkness, that they were looking for a sacrifice on an altar, that they were actively looking to make a specific sacrifice on an altar. 6 days later, six being the number of man, six being a calling card of the Kingdom of Darkness, at a Catholic church called Annunciation, which means announcement, where there is an altar, because it's in a church, the Kingdom of Darkness sent out its very captively held disciple and very deceived broken man to shed the innocent blood required for their next move, which is the leadership of the nation, which is governors, which is those high ranking at the Department of Defense and the DOJ. This is why it occurred in the territory of the former vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz. This is why. We're going to play for you another clip from March 17th, 2025, Word of the Lord, warning about Minneapolis. So we're going to play this now. That spirit of Amalek will bring a very loud and serious outcry within this window and a very serious attack to preemptively stop the removal of key people positioned to do their bidding. Hearing Chicago, hearing Cleveland, hearing Minneapolis. That was March 17th, 2025, when that went out. Now, July 18th, 2025, in a word of the Lord, it says, I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off of Michigan and the dangerous operations that have been mobilized, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off of the cover-up in Pennsylvania, says the Lord. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard and such scandal, there will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. Now, I want to show you, there were drawings that this man did that tie to an ancient entity. And so I'm going to show you the pics of these drawings that he did. They were sketches. Okay, so this is him with the gun, and this is a demonic entity. And then it's translated on the other side, as you can see what this translates to, what he was writing. You see, he was being tormented. He was being incredibly tormented. Now, legal doors have to be opened in someone's soul and in someone's life for them to become a captive of the Kingdom of Darkness, meaning they are a slave at that point. They are a slave there to do their bidding. Now, this demonic entity in the mirror, who he's having this conversation with, resembles an ancient false god that caused Israel to sacrifice children. That ancient false god was Molech. And I'm going to show you a picture. That is a picture of the false, filthy god, Molech. And let's show the picture of the sketch now. There's the picture of it with the horns and then the ears and then the openings on the chest and the two arms and the long face. So that, okay, let's show the picture. See, there is a very, very strong resemblance. And Molech required the sacrificing of children. So if you do not think these ancient false gods are at work today, they heavily are attempting to influence this nation, and the high priests doing their bidding today are ones like this captive man who gave them the sacrifice that they were requiring, because Molech is the destroyer. That's what he is. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he is a little bit of all those three, but he's the destroyer who requires the sacrifice. And when ancient Israel would fall to these demonic entities, they would require the sacrifice of children or animals, both innocent, the shedding of innocent blood in order to power altars in that area that they could legally operate within the realm of the spirit and in the natural in those areas. This is why the authority of the believer in spiritual warfare needs to be taught in the church. I don't care if it's Catholic, Assemblies of God, non-denominational. There is a severe deficit happening in this nation of equipping and helping people to understand the enemy's devices. That has to be rectified in this time, because what they're doing is they're bringing these churches to lukewarm, and it's making them ripe for the picking for the kingdom of darkness to take prey. And there has to come a point where the church has a come to Jesus moment and understands that this is required in this time, and that if you do not make sure you're equipped with the skills, the strategies, and the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal against the adversary will take prey. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, this is what it says. These six things the Lord hates, indeed seven are repulsive to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that creates wicked plans, feet that run swiftly to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and or even half-truths, and one who spreads discord among the brothers. Congratulations out there, because those that are operating in this have hit the jackpot for ticking off God. You really have, because this is it. If you want the list of things that anger and grieve him and incense him, this is it in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. So this is all moving about in this time. And I'm going to say a few other things that I feel need to be said in the midst of what's happening. First of all, please pray for the parents of these precious children. This is a nightmare for them. This is something that they live with the rest of their lives. The children that survive, this is a trauma that needs to be delivered out of their soul so that the enemy cannot sadistically use this trauma as the soil to plant seed in order to try to take them captive when they're older. So please pray for this family and the multiple families that this is affecting right now and what is happening there. But I'm going to say a few things that need to be said in this. You have right now these conservative podcasters and congressmen and women who have incited inflamed rhetoric against the Jews as a whole, against Christians, creating hostilities with their words, assisting in inflaming the words of imams against Christians and Jews, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's not just Jewish people who can be corrupt. The entire earth and every flipping thing in it that breathes has been corrupted by sin. Every tribe, nation, tongue, government, and religion, because of sin and wickedness, because of the fall of man in the garden, is corrupt. This is why we need a Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Without him, we are corrupted and we are wicked. We will be separated from Almighty God. These podcasters and media personalities and congressmen and women are yelling about certain things. They're yelling about the children in Gaza who, yes, are innocent and caught in the middle of this. But so are the starving hostages Hamas is holding and refusing to let go. While inflaming a dangerous balloon of rhetoric in our nation against people of faith, and now that balloon is bursting. Words have power. The kingdom of darkness understands this very well, which means as followers of Christ, we should understand this even more and be educated in that. Saying Christ is king while speaking murder from your mouth is clanging noise before the throne of God. Now, this is the state. We have a bunch. We have injured and dead precious children at the hands of a very deceived individual who was a disciple for the kingdom of darkness, who wrote things like "Filthy Zionist Jews, where is your God? Free Palestine, for the children." All that rhetoric we see coming from certain channels. We see coming from certain currents. We see coming from certain streams. And now you have these precious Christian children in this nation that were made to be sacrificed on an altar, because this is how sadistic the kingdom of darkness is. And you'll have those who say, well, how could God let this happen? God did not cause the policies of your governor, Tim Walz, and other corrupted vessels to make favorable conditions to justify and ratify the kingdom of darkness taking prey like they did. God is not the one who is doing this. You have gatekeepers that are opening gates for the kingdom of darkness and policies from this governor that have tilled the soil and made the conditions right that the kingdom of darkness can operate more freely in those areas. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jews and Christians serve the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like it or not, we're connected. We serve the same God. What these conservative podcasters and congressmen and women are ignorant of is that the kingdom of darkness does not necessarily decipher between Jew and Christian or black and white. If they can get you to spew hatred and hostilities at one group, it ratifies and opens the door for the other group to be attacked, because we are grafted in through Christ to that same covenant. It's the covenant thereafter. It's the covenant they want to fracture. It's the covenant they want to find a loophole in order that they may accomplish their strategies, plans, and purposes to advance the agenda of the kingdom of darkness in this nation. In creating hostilities and vileness against the Jewish people, you are actually helping to ratify in the realm of the spirit hostilities towards Christians and the taking down of Christians and the destruction of Christians, because they serve the same God. Jew or Christian, the kingdom of darkness does not care. He was saying horrible things about Jews, but yet he went and killed Christians. The kingdom of darkness does not care. We are made in God's image. That is enough alone to incense them. And it's the bloodshed they are after. It's the killing of God's people and persecuting them that they are after. And when you speak rhetoric in a certain tone and in a certain way, now I'm not talking about genuinely asking questions, seeking a matter out, searching for answers. We should be doing that anyway. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that hostile, prideful, smug, vengeful, inflammatory tone that pours gasoline on a dumpster fire. And then an explosion happens. And then everyone wants to play innocent when your mouth was all over it. And your influence was all over it. Jeremiah 9:8 says, "Their tongue is a murderous arrow. It speaks deceit. With his mouth one speaks peace to his neighbor, but in his heart he lays traps and waits in ambush for him." The kingdom of darkness targets children because you're dealing with ancient entities that go back to the Old Testament and beyond. No matter if it was Baal, Molech, Ashtoreth, Ra, the sacrifice required was the same. Children or animals, innocent bloodshed. Why? Because it ratifies their power, and it's an abomination, according to Proverbs 6, before God. The shedding of innocent blood is an abomination. And Proverbs 6, 6 being the number of man. Man has to partner with the kingdom of darkness to execute abominations within the earth against heaven. Man has to make an active choice of their free will to do that. You have Christians and Druze being slaughtered in Syria right now because of the inflammatory rhetoric the leader of Syria is speaking, which goes into the realm of the spirit, helps ratify the bloodshed in the natural, and creates disciples directly or indirectly. You are either a disciple of Christ and the kingdom of God or a disciple of darkness. There is no in between. There is a pattern of the kingdom of darkness utilizing, we have seen this now over the past years, they utilize people that are claiming to be transgender. They utilize those that are fighting mental illness. They utilize those that are being tragically tormented because they are captive slaves. The enemy controls the mind, he controls the person. It's that simple. If he controls the mind, he controls the person. Now, this happened in Minneapolis, which is a territory the Kingdom of Darkness has much legal rights to, thanks to Governor Waltz, thanks to the other officials that have been installed there. The Kingdom of Darkness will take prey in areas they have high altars and ratification to do so. That's why in Washington, D.C., that woman was yelling about a sacrificial kill. It's the same thing. This is why we need leaders who fear the Lord and understand that you're not just fighting a physical war, you're fighting a spiritual war. Also, Governor Waltz was the VP candidate last year to Kamala Harris during the election, and they lost in 2024. And suddenly, in his state, this sacrifice happens. I'm calling it for what it is, because that is what the Kingdom of Darkness does. Because Christians need to understand how these things are set into motion in the realm of the spirit. Because if we are sober-minded and aware of the enemy's devices, we have the power through Christ Jesus to dismantle them, destroy them, and stop their forward motion. That is the point of equipping the church to operate in spiritual warfare, to be able to dismantle and destroy the enemy's plots, plans, schemes, and devices in order that these things may be thwarted and they do not achieve the power that they are looking to achieve through taking prey. Now, Saul, back to Saul now. Saul truly thought and was thoroughly convinced he was doing the Lord's work, when in fact he was fighting against the Lord and his kingdom and an enemy of God. However, Satan had Saul convinced. He had the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees, those who Saul ran in the circle of, convinced that Saul was doing the righteous thing, that he was in right standing with God by utilizing religion and the law, and operating in the same playbook from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, this spirit and its cohorts have gone out in a great deception, and you have many who believe Christ is king, thinking they are defending God with their rhetoric, when truly they are kicking against the goads. They are Sauls of Tarsus. They are persecuting the very people who fear the Lord, and the Lord is trying to reach. This is what's happening. You have it within the church going on, and the conversations, the accusations, and the attacks, because all three are going on, they are convinced that this is the call of God to prop up a platform on not only rapid fire accusations, but calling so many into question. That is how Saul of Tarsus built his platform. And when he would not stop and he would not yield, and when he decided to set his sights now on a new territory, when he got greedy and he went to leadership and he got the letters, he got the manifesto to go into Damascus, which was not his territory. That's why he needed the letters to further accuse and persecute. It backfired upon him, and the Lord called him and everything about him into question at Damascus. And everything he was doing. Up, I see my hubby Chris Wagner on. I see him, because people are going, amen, Chris Wagner. Yeah, my husband Chris is on, so you all can talk to him while we're continuing. I'm not saying, now let me clarify this, because we have to clarify things, okay? We just can't make blanket statements. I'm not saying do not speak truth or promote accountability or call to the carpet. Scripturally speaking, that's not what I'm saying. Those things we should do as the church, but there is a difference between that and calling into question person after person publicly, when privately your life is not right before God, though you give the impression of such. Saul gave the impression that his life was right before God, when privately he was an enemy of God. I'm saying when you build a platform and it's an onslaught of leader after leader, Paul did that, calling evil good and good evil. And as he continued in his capital conviction, there was a road to Damascus moment, and it tore down everything he built. His beliefs, the assignment he was heading up to Damascus to fulfill, which truly were marching orders from hell. In a moment, the time of accountability had come for attacking the people of God, and the road to Damascus moment occurred, and Saul's mission was dismantled before the Lord. His entire plan, his entire scroll of ratification taken, and he was redirected to the true business of Almighty God, after the Lord severely humbled him and woke him up and took the hardness out of his heart and took the scales off of his eyes. He was doing the same thing Judas was doing, Iscariot, selling out the people of God for reputation, for riches, and for position. So you really have to discern right now in this climate, because Saul was convinced the Lord was leading him on Damascus to go in prison and harm his own people. Saul was convinced of this. Now I'm going to tell you, the rest of the year into the first part of 2026, many who were thoroughly convinced they were doing the Lord's work when really darkness deceived them will meet their road to Damascus. As with Saul, the Lord may step in the way and call it into question. The leader of Syria will meet his road to Damascus. That nice little speech at the UN is setting up for a mighty hard fall. Conservative leaders who have been partnering with the corrupt, that have been partnering with ideas the kingdom of darkness is peddling as profound, will meet their road to Damascus. So be very careful and check yourself with the Lord that you are not doing the same as Saul. Saul was a religious man with a good reputation amongst leadership that was corrupt themselves and hiding their own sins. And Saul took up the taunt and made it his business to persecute the people of God, who he claimed were wicked and evil men and women, and that he was basically outing them and had them thrown in prison, and he ended up having it backwards. He ended up having it wrong. And the Lord, on the road to Damascus, called him to the carpet. I believe some accusations in the conservative arena and in the church currently unfolding are going to take shocking, out of nowhere turns in this time. There is a strong deception and a great delusion Satan has deployed. This is why we need discernment. This is why we should be asking Almighty God daily to sharpen us in our discernment. Finally, Paul now found himself in the same position of all the believers he had persecuted. So the believers he had pursued, he had hunted down, he had persecuted, he had accused. In Acts chapter 9, verses 24 through 25, it says, "But their plot became known to Saul. They were also watching the city gates day and night so they could kill him. But his disciples took him at night and led him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket. The hunter became the hunted." Just look at what happened recently. We all saw what broke about David E. Taylor in this FBI raid and everything that's happening with that. Now, 50 is interesting because it has to do with the Jubilee and what's being stolen, given back. Captives set free, land given back to the people. So that's all interesting. But there is a window of ratification that we are watching. The hunter become the hunted. It is a ratified season for this. This is going to be a recurring theme, not only the rest of this year, but I believe going to 2027. You are going to watch the hunters over and over again become the hunted. And we have to understand that as believers, we are meant to engage. We are not meant to be passive in the sense of that we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. We are not meant to be on the sidelines of a very active spiritual war. We are soldiers in the army of the living God. We are meant to engage. We need to be equipped to engage. And the problem is, churches are going to lukewarm and making themselves sitting ducks for the kingdom of darkness to say they're ratified in that area to come take prey. And it's always the shedding of innocent blood because God hates it. So therefore, Satan mocks it, right? Because he hates it, Satan mocks it. And not only that, it's to power the altars that are in those areas that happen to be connected to people that were part of presidential races. It's not a coincidence when you see these things happening. And this very, very broken young man just happened to be captive enough and controlled enough by the kingdom of darkness, with no way out, it seems, that he was used as their high priest and as their disciple to do such a horrific act. You see, we have to start looking at it this way as believers, because if we don't start understanding how the kingdom of darkness operates and the authority we have over that through Christ Jesus, they will exploit the fact that we're ignorant. They will exploit the fact we're not using our weapons. They will exploit the fact that we're praying to idols instead of understanding that Jesus Christ is our advocate before the throne of God, and nobody comes to the Father but through him. They will legally exploit all of these avenues and to steal, kill, and destroy and cause the most damage, while the greatest benefit to them, they will go after the innocent. This is why it's time, people, to be watchmen and get up on the wall. It is time to literally get up on that wall and start sounding the alarm and start interceding and start with wisdom and discernment, speaking the truth of God. Because if we look at scripture, if we look at what happened in Acts 9:11, if we look at the whole account with Philip and Candace and Gaza and Jerusalem, and a dry place. These are not by accident. In verse 25 through 28 that we're seeing these things unfold, we have to understand that there is a very active adversary that is on the loose in this nation that right now is desperate for altars to be powered in order to try to take in 2026 the trophies that he is eyeing within the nation. And we as the church cannot rest on our laurels in this time. It's not, oh, President Trump got elected and he's favorable towards the things of God, so we can sit on our laurels. No, it's that the enemy now is losing territory. The enemy now is on the hunt. The enemy now is desperate to get back the territory that was taken from him. So therefore, he's going to come with a vengeance and attempt to take that territory back. And we, as the body of Christ, as the people of God, have to understand that the enemy doesn't decipher between Catholic and Christian, or Christian and Jew. We serve the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ruach Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh. We both serve him. That's all they care about, is that we both are serving him. And if they can get persecution going, the kingdom of darkness, against one group, whether it be Christian or Jew, they can then begin to get legal ratification to attack the other group on grounds of covenant because we're grafted in. This is what we have to understand. This is what the conservative world doesn't understand, because they are ignorant when it comes to spiritual warfare. and how the kingdom of darkness moves. This is why people, conservatives, that want to open their mouths and touch what Satan deems his without the knowledge, covering, wisdom, or insight from Almighty God into the inner workings of the kingdom of darkness and legal ratification, get attacked. They get attacked directly by demonic forces because they are touching what the enemy deems his, and they don't have a covering to do so because they're ignorant in that area. And they're going down what they think are rabbit holes, and they're really snake pits. And they're not going to realize it's a snake pit till the serpent is constricted around them now, whispering in their ear. And we as believers have been given power and authority, dunamis power, from on high to trample on such things. And instead, churches have worried more about religious acts than actually using the word of God as a ratified document before the throne of God to speak, to dismantle, and bring down strongholds, altars, arguments in high places, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Instead of operating that way, they believe staying on the surface is going to protect them, and it's not. It's not. The enemy is craftier than you think. He is a legalist. He knows every word, dot, and tittle in this scripture, and he uses it, and he perverts it, and he tries to provoke the people of God with it in order to get them in their flesh, to respond in their flesh to scripture that he's perverted, so then he can try to ensnare and entrap them and neutralize them. He's a serpent. They slither. They move up on their prey quietly. They're not loud about it. And then they attack. And these things that we see happening, all in conjunction, I'm saying, Gaza, Amalek, the situation unfolding with the Jewish people, the situation unfolding with Christian people, conservative podcasters, congressmen and women who are turning, and now a individual who is writing slurs against Jews goes and kills a bunch of Christians because it's the same covenant, because it's the same God we serve, and the kingdom of darkness doesn't decipher. In fact, that is a tactic of the enemy to get your eyes on one group as an act of subterfuge so he can go try to take out the other group. You see what I'm saying? So if the enemy has someone writing something, say directed at Christians, and all of a sudden now the attention goes to try to protect a certain area or a certain school, and then all of a sudden you see something happen at a Jewish temple, that is an act of subterfuge. That is an act of deception. That is a war tactic of the kingdom of darkness. And so when we become knowledgeable and grow in our wisdom, in our understanding, yes, the word of God says to think on those things that are pure and lovely, and you do that as much as possible. But we are in a very unique time with a very unique war, with an offensive that the enemy has launched because he is coming back with a rage to try to take this nation and strategic areas in this nation because his interests were lost in 2024. And you know what he's trying to do now, the Satan? He's trying to stack the administration. He's trying to stack Washington, D.C. He's trying to stack it with people who are operating in a deceiving spirit having to do with sexuality, in a deceiving spirit having to do with religion, in a deceiving spirit, having to do with intellectualism. And now the enemy is attempting to stack it, the administration, with people like this in order to subvert and infiltrate so that he may begin to sway the ears of leadership in the direction he wants them to go, away from the direction Almighty God is pulling them. This is why leaders, and I'm going to show you this, have to be this. This is a yoke. This is a replica of a yoke. You put this on oxen. It goes one on each head, and the oxen are yoked. And then the master has the control. And a yoked oxen is a very useful tool. Now, the kingdom of darkness yokes people too, like this young man that did what he did to this Catholic school. The kingdom of darkness yokes people with slavery. Almighty God yokes leaders with power and with wisdom and with a covering from him that equips them to do what they do. But the kingdom of darkness yokes disciples as well. A leader that is submitted to the Lord has to be this, has to be yoked by God, because now God is leading. The ox is not leading anymore. The ox is not leading the field. The ox might be out ahead. The master is right in back of the ox, steering the ox in the way it should go. This is what we need in this nation. And I'm going to say it again. The Department of Justice and the Department of Defense need to have a spiritual warfare division, because it is part of war. You're only focusing on the physical war, and that's why we see happening what's happening, because you need to focus on both, because what happens in the spiritual comes into the natural. And you need a division of spiritual warfare, of individuals that understand altars, of individuals that understand warfare, of individuals that understand the tactics of the enemy and the weaponry of Almighty God through Christ Jesus and the Word of God that actually works to dismantle and bring down these strongholds. That is what you need right now in this time. You know, I don't care if it's a Catholic church, Assemblies of God, non-denominational, you better wake up and start operating at a higher level when it comes to the Word of God, because the enemy wants to run circles around the church right now. He wants to pump confusion into the church. He wants to pump confusion into the conservative arena. You've got souls thinking they're doing the work of God when really they're an enemy of God, and they're about to get a very rude awakening about that. You've got it in the conservative arena. You've got it with conservative media right now. You've got it in all these areas. Asking questions, seeking a matter out is fine. We should be doing that. The Bible says to seek a matter out. But when it has to do with retribution and revenge because of what a group did to you, and you have allowed a soul wound to fester and turn into an oozing boil, we have another issue. And you then become a disciple to be used by the kingdom of darkness to be a mouthpiece for them, the way Saul of Tarsus was a mouthpiece for them, but thought he was doing the work of the Lord. It's the same thing. We have to be careful of this right now. We have to be discerning of this right now, because this outcry is being brought for a reason. What happened in Minneapolis was a precursor to power and altar in an area having to do with a vice presidential candidate in an attempt to now attempt to try to take down the leadership in this nation, in an attempt to try to completely bring them down, their families and those that are heading up the DOJ, the Department of Defense, and those certain members in cabinet. This was the precursor, what you see, for that. This was also an announcement for the kingdom of darkness that they're coming. While everyone's yelling about the Jews, they're coming for the Christians. This was an announcement from that spirit of Amalek, from that persecuting spirit, because it was at a school called Annunciation. Announcement. They have their sights set on taking Christians as prey. So while everyone's yelling, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the kingdom of darkness just ran circles around you. And when it did what it did, because they're looking to take prey for the other side of the covenant now. They're looking to go after believers. And we have power and authority from on high to dismantle and destroy this and bring down altars in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to end with this. Every day, this is what I do. I come into my office in the morning and I pray. And in that prayer, this is what I say. In the name of Jesus Christ, any altar bearing my name or image of Amanda Grace Wagner, bearing the name or image of my husband, Christopher Wagner, bearing the name or image of Ark of Grace Ministries, bearing the name or image of Ark of Grace Sanctuary, bearing the name or image of such. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I command it be dismantled, destroyed, and brought down by the holy fire of God and brought to nothing in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of every sacrifice attempting to be put on that altar, that it will have no effect on me, on my husband, on any animal under our care at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, on Ark of Grace Ministries, or on Ark of Grace Sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm being super specific. You have to be specific. The time of being vague is over. The kingdom of darkness is not being vague right now. They're announcing they want sacrificial kills. They're announcing they want to take down leadership of this nation. They are not being vague by any means. Where is your God? They are not being vague. That is an act of war against the body of Christ. And we have to be even more vigilant and super specific when we pray. When you swing a sword, you want to be intentional. You don't want to recklessly swing it. You want to, like a surgeon, precision in cutting off the enemy's devices. That's what you want. And what has happened in the conservative arena is they have muddied the water so much that people are distracted on nonsense and infighting and nonsense going on with other leaders. And their focus was taken away. Their focus was taken away by the gossip and slander and nonsense of some of these conservative podcasters. And it actually took the focus away. And you know what happened? The covering came down a little bit. The covering came down a little bit. Do not let them do that to you. Pray for them. Intercede for them, because they're going to need it, because a lot of them are going to meet their road to Damascus very, very, very soon. So pray for them. But that is a distraction from the kingdom of darkness to get your mind on frivolous things, that you are distracted from seeing really how the enemy is moving and what he's doing. That's exactly what it is. The conservative party has become a nuisance and a stumbling block to the things of God. Yeah, I said it. The conservative party has become a nuisance and a stumbling block to the things of God. And you know what God does with stumbling blocks? He removes them. He dismantles them. Because we cannot be the same as the side of the corrupt and the liberals and the multi-headed beast of agendas. Once we start looking like them, we turn into Saul of Tarsus and we become opposition to the Lord moving in the nation how he should. Doesn't matter how much you say Christ is King if you're speaking murder out of your mouth. It doesn't matter. It's just hearsay. It's just words. And we have to be more intentional in the body of Christ and precise when it comes to dismantling and destroying what we see going on in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have the authority of the believer and it is being brought to tepid by foolish people who are not spiritually well-versed, who are walking superficially in Christ themselves, in shallow puddles of muddy water. That's, you don't want to follow someone into a shallow puddle of muddy water. You want God to take you out into the deep and make you go deeper to go higher. And when you go higher, there's pressure. And you learn to handle with God the pressure. So these are very strategic moves on part of the kingdom of darkness that we have to talk about and we have to be aware of, because that gives us the opportunity to intercede, to pray, to dismantle in the name of Jesus Christ, and to thwart what the enemy is trying to power from what he did in Minneapolis, which he's trying to power an altar having to do with a former vice presidential candidate in order to now try to take prey from the highest echelon of leadership in the nation. That is what's happening. And it's coming in barreling like a freight train right around the high holy days. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, holiest day on the Jewish calendar. So we have to keep all this in mind as we go forth, because I think it's important to talk about it, and it's important to deal with it. So we wanted to just praise God. I wanted to do that tonight because of what we are going to get into next week. So this was the precursor to that. I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to set the tone. I wanted to begin to teach on this because of what we most likely will be getting into next week. Okay. We have a few announcements. Brace for Impact. My next book coming out is available for pre-sale on Amazon. So if we have a picture of it, do we have a picture of it? We don't have a picture of it we can put up. Maybe we could go to the Amazon. Is there an Amazon site? Let's see if we can go. Okay, we're gonna get it up for you to show you, because it's available for pre-sale right now on Amazon. I want to show you the cover of the book, so then you can go to Amazon if you would like to pre-order it. It is coming out in April of next year, and we're very, very excited about this. So let's see here. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I have it right here. Hold on. I'm going to put it in. Hold on. I already had it up. I'm going to put it in the private chat for them. I have to find. Hold on one second here. I don't use the private chat that much. Here, I'll put it in the comments, and then you could pull it from the comments here. There we go. So that is Brace for Impact, 5 rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. It is available on Amazon for pre-sale. I praise the Lord that I was even able to write this book. We're looking very forward to it coming out in April, so you can go to Amazon right now and purchase Brace for Impact. Very exciting. We'll be talking about it quite a bit leading up to the end of the year. Yeah, the Lord gave me that title, Brace for Impact. And as you can see, they're crashing into the earth, and you have the kingdom of darkness and the army of Almighty God fighting, crashing into the earth. So it is called Brace for Impact. You can pre-order it if you would like, and it will be out officially in April of 2026. Also, Givaderm has an incredible Labor Day sale. So let me show you. If you buy any kit, so you have kits here where you have like your facial kits. Hold on, I'm trying to do all this for you. But you have like the facial kits. Now, if you buy the facial kit or any kit, you have to buy one of the kits. You can get a bag. It's a very beautiful clear bag, and you get a free scrub your ash off. So this is a sugar scrub. It is great for the shower. It is all natural, and you get this for free when you buy any one of their kits. So you can use promo code ARC. And there it is. There's the beautiful clear bag you get. So you could either buy one of those kits. You get a free sugar scrub. You can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. It is their Labor Day sale. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. So beautiful, beautiful product. We use it. We love it, Chris and I. Also, the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company has an incredible, now we do the ivermectin and membendazole cleanse that you can absolutely do with them, but they also have other products, and they have this incredible smile toothpaste that literally is fluoride free and peroxide free, and it's got a peptide formula. So if you're looking for a toothpaste for you and your family that doesn't include all the junk, the Wellness Company has this in a variety of other products. You could use promo code GRACE. You get 10% off, or you get $60 off the Parasite Cleanse, which is the ivermectin and membendazole. as well. So you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners for that today. Praise the Lord. Okay, everyone. I think this is where we're going to end for tonight. We will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. We will be live on Tuesday. So mark your calendars for Tuesday this week because Monday is Labor Day. Cyrus has been out cold the entire time his mother has been teaching. He hasn't woken up a bit in the middle of it. Toby's out cold on the bed too. So thanks everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. There is also Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say that every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. It is in the book, The Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, as well as Matthew 6, The Lord's Prayer. I incorporate this every day into my prayer walk. And Hebrews 11 is one of the greatest chapters on faith and the men and women of God who walked in faith for the Lord. So if you need to be equipped on faith, if you need supernatural faith, if you need your faith to grow, Hebrews 11 is a great chapter for that. We always want to end encouraging you in the word. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our team. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. We so appreciate all of you, and we will see you live on Tuesday. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.